Cowichan Bay's True Grain Organic Craft Bakery is celebrating its 20th anniversary. The bakery, known for baking the very best local, handcrafted, organic bread and pastries in the area, has been under the ownership of Bruce Stewart and his family for the last 16 years. Stewart said he's a businessman, not a baker, so when he took over operations, he and his wife scoured the planet for an outstanding baker and were delighted to find baking master Jörg Gosel in Germany 15 years ago. Gosel has been with True Grain Bakery ever since, delighting customers with his incredible baked goods, that are made fresh every day. Stewart said business at the bakery is always increasing, and the bakery has had to begin milling its grain offsite to keep up with growing demands. He said he also started the Leeward Cafe, located next to the bakery on Cowichan Bay Road, 2 years ago to give his customers a place to sit and relax while drinking coffee and eating delicacies from the bakery, and business has been booming there as well. Stewart said he is delighted that his 14-year-old daughter Monica is now working in the bakery, with 12-year-old Fiona also waiting in the wings, and he hopes the family business will continue past his retirement. He said anniversary celebrations have been ongoing all this week, and on Friday, the first 200 customers of the day will be treated to a piece of cake. As with any business, we have some challenges, but we have a loyal group of customers that share our values and that allows us to continue successfully, he said. Ladysmith's Little Valley Restorations has been officially certified by Certified Collision Care for maintaining the right tools, equipment, training, and facilities necessary to repair participating automaker brand vehicles according to the manufacturer's specifications. In achieving their certification, Little Valley Restorations is now an integral part of the most advanced repair-capable and efficient certified repair network in the country. Adding to their credentials, Little Valley Restorations is also officially certified by Certified Collision Care, Fiat Chrysler, Mopar, Ford, Genesis, Honda and Acura Pro First, Hyundai, Kia, Nissan, and Subaru. Consumers need the confidence and peace of mind to know their vehicle is being repaired by a shop that has what it takes to ensure the vehicle's safety, said Leanne Jefferies, Director of Strategic Accounts and Customer Support at the OEC Certified Repair Network. Little Valley Restorations is officially a certified collision care provider. They represent the standard by which all other body shops are measured. Synergy Foundation is seeking businesses in the Cowichan region to take part in the Project Zero Circular Economy Accelerator. The first of its kind in Canada, the program supports businesses that seek to adopt circular economy principles, reduce waste and emissions, and develop innovative practices. Each participant completes an in-depth on-site assessment with an advisor and receives an opportunity assessment, detailing suggested actions to incorporate circular economy solutions and reduce waste, energy use, and emissions. Participants also receive environmental metrics that they can use to track sustainability performance, attract investment, and position themselves as green leaders. The program sets the stage for a resilient localized economy in the Vancouver Island Coast region by facilitating partnerships and mutually sector collaboration. Sometimes one business's waste is another's resource, said Georgia Lavender, Director of Program Operations for Synergy Foundation. Working directly with businesses allows us to create a circular ecosystem and identify opportunities for further cluster development. Program intake will be ongoing until all spots are allocated. Businesses can learn more and sign up for the program at www.project-zero.ca/accelerator. The Cowichan Regional Visitor Center is one of 20 visitor centers across the province that will receive a total of $526,000 from the province through the Visitor Experience Enhancement Grant for Visitor Services. A press release from Destination British Columbia said visitors to the province's communities are increasingly seeking engaging experiences that are immersive, community-centric, sustainable, and inclusive. The DBC said the funding will be used for projects to encourage visitors to travel further, stay longer, adopt responsible travel behaviors, and connect meaningfully while exploring British Columbia. Scheduled for completion by summer 2025, these projects will play an important role in sustainably growing tourism across all regions and seasons while contributing benefits for communities, local economies, and residents, the DBC said.